Friday, Mix 97, 758. And Dr. Julie Galthorpe is in studio. It is Wednesday, of course. We are talking about traditions and how do you know when it's really time to make a change?
And yeah, so I guess that's the question, Julie, is how do we know when it's time to give up a tradition?
Well, I think we can look at it in two ways. First of all, we can look at it on a community level, and we can also look at it in families. So is that tradition contrary to the way we want to live in 2018? Is it something that celebrates inequality, encourages harassment in today's definition of harassment, not what would have been a number of years ago, or is it hurtful towards others? These traditions are things that we need to change up, and we have the freedom to do that at this point. So sometimes within families, though, traditions don't work because family dynamics have changed. When families break up because of separation or someone passes away, traditions change, and we have to be flexible enough to allow change to happen because otherwise we just end up stuck in disappointment.
Now, that's great, but what if you feel there's time for change, but the rest of the family doesn't?
Well, I think that's
where the complication
it is. Right? And that's why sometimes, you know, people choose not to participate in traditions. So we can't force people to do things, right? If they want to continue doing things in a certain way, then we can decide whether we're going to participate or not participate. And that's how we can assert what we feel. And then we can offer also opportunities for new ways to celebrate because we have to figure out, well, what was that tradition serving for those people? So it could have been, you know, well, it brought everybody together. All right, well, there's other ways to bring people together that might be more in line with what everybody needs and not just what some people feel like they need.
And do you feel there has to be some level of acceptance? Like if somebody wants to break tradition or wants to change, instead of like being argumentative or angry, just be like, okay, like, that's how you feel, and that's the changes you want to make in your life because your life and someone else's life isn't going to always mesh and jive.
That's right, and I think that's what's problematic often within families is that we try to make it, in your words, jive, right? So you try to make it work for everyone. But whether we're looking at traditions in family, workplace, or school, look at them through a 2018 lens and see if they still fit. You know, does this tradition fit in a time of acceptance? You know, does this tradition fit with bringing happiness and good? If that's how you want to live, then you got to practice traditions in that way. Is this tradition harmful either to the people participating or to those who are excluded? And is this tradition in line with the beliefs about what is important in my life?
And look at over the last couple of years, the traditions and history involved with certain historical figures. Robert E. Lee in the States, Sir John A. up here, communities are debating whether or not to remove statues and remembrances of these figures because of some of the less than favorable things that they were involved in, right? And there's two schools of thought on it. You know, it's history. It's been done. So let's move on. And, you know, the other school of thought is what you were saying, that you have to incorporate the change.
Right, because I know the argument that it is history, and I'm not agreeing that yes, it is history in both of those examples or in many traditions. But if we're going to look at history, we have to look at it fully. We can't just pick segments of it and say, this is what we're going to celebrate. Oh, and we'll just pretend that other part didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right? We have to depict it realistically and not just for, you know, people that feel harmed by it, but for all of us, because it's really important that if we're going to teach kids about the things we celebrate, we have to give them a full picture so that they can also identify the things that we need to change and the things that we need to do differently in 2018.
Well, if people are trying to make change, they can always turn to you for help and they can get in touch with you easily enough, right?
Yeah, for sure. Feel free to give us a call at 613-962-1852.
All right. Great to see you.
Great to see all of you as well.
See you next
Wednesday. Have a great day.
It is time for news.
Now.